Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
To Bonnie Albers on Air. We have fabulous shows for you all week long, including this one today, which I will announce our guest, our absolute expert, and our crazy fabulous Queen Z in just a second, but I'd like to let everyone know what's going to happen this week. So today we've got Queen Z and me. Oh my goodness. Traipsing everything metaphysical from A to Z. Tomorrow we've got Jerry Humphreys. He's a UK medium. He is a medium psychic from the UK, which I just is redundant because I just said that, LOL. But he is also the CEO of the magazine PsychicInsightMagazine.com. It's a fabulous magazine of which I am a writer for, and a lot of the people on the show are too. It is a crazy, holistic, metaphysical, psychic magazine. It is done in the best and highest integrity, and we just love this magazine. He also reads animal spirit cards. He's a Reiki master, a hypnotherapist by trade, and he's just the all-around Dumbledore of the show. On Wednesday, we have Annabelle Miller, Brenda Brand, and Dr. Ron Cole. Well, you know them, psychic, and too psychic, and then astrology. Thursday, we have the healer, the starseed, Brian Rawls. Be ready because he speaks the language of light. He's helped many people who have listened on the show and have been with us. And Friday, oh my, it's Mimi. And you know, you never know who's going to show up. I want to say hello to our special guest. She is with us every Monday. She's an author of the book Soul Windows, Secrets from the Divine. We use that book almost every time we talk because whether you know it or not, we are always thinking soul windows. She's also a psychic medium, a tarot reader, of which one of the best, and she is a close friend, but she is also the expert in Akashic Records. I've never seen anybody, heard anybody, or felt anybody bring through the Akashic Records like her, so I want to say hello to Susan Queen Z. Hi!
I'm unmuted! Hello, everyone. Oh, Bonnie, you did. I mean, it's just I sit here and it's like I'm looking at my computer waiting to come on, and it's like I listen to your intro, and it's like the one thing that I just absolutely admire so much about being on your show is that you enjoy your company so much.
I do. You're right. It's, you know, I the only thing I can tell you is at least when I have you all on, I actually get an answer back. Because when I start answering myself back, that's when the real trouble starts. So, yes, I love all my
people. At least you get an audience so that you can be able to share how wonderful you are.
Oh, that's so sweet. I'm going to take that as a big compliment because, yes, I always wonder when people get that card that says, oh, work with your inner child, or, oh, you got to do this in your heart. And I'm thinking, oh, I've already done that. I'm fine. I can do, I don't need any work. But, you know, we all do. But the thing is that that's how I always think nobody's insulting me. So one thing you did say to me, Susan, and then we'll go into talking about how to get a hold of you and what you do before we start our actual talk today. But what's funny is you said to me one time, Bonnie, you know, all these people, I would say, well, why are they mad at me? Why are they this? Why that? They go, you go, Bonnie, none of anybody knows each other. The only common denominator is you. And I always think that's so funny because I never think anybody should be mad at me or anybody should, like, think that I mean something that would be not nice. So I love when you, you do know that it's all about me and that's what I love about you.
Well, that's what everyone should keep in mind. If you keep on having the same old, you know, you're the common denominator. And I've said this before, that your energy is to make people question their self-worth. And because they do, you have that kind of energy, you push a lot of buttons and make them challenge of like, well, you know, as your energy is it's all about me, you immediately attract that kind of person that goes, you, if you hadn't done you, then my life wouldn't be this way. And that's your karma. You know, that's your that's what you wrote for your life journey. I have a friend that comes in, and she, no matter who she makes friends with, somehow, some way, she brings in the energy and she turns her life upside down. I mean, either their marriage ends, their career changes, they find somebody or they start new businesses. And I have that same kind of energy, except my energy is more that I've been given the gift of walking into chaos.
Gab.
Yes, and somehow bring in the calming energy to disperse the chaos. And then, you know, I get to go like stand in the middle of a tornado or a hurricane or whatever and go, what the hell?
I know. So, you know what? Okay. You have the, you do that. And you, and I love it because you do. And I've watched it now a few times and I love it because I see all this swirl and then it just calms out in the nicest, sweetest, the most wonderful way for everybody. But before we actually go into our topic, I do want you to tell everybody how to get a hold of you. And you do this for a living. You have a lot of stuff that I just love. You know, we don't talk about your self help tapes at all.
We don't talk about my stuff.
We don't talk about your self help tapes, which I do love and a lot of people need. And now they're on MP3, so it's so much easier. You could take it to the gym. And I don't really like selling things, everybody. You know how I am. But one thing about Susie is she.
Yeah, we're not an infomercial. Thank God.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you know, but yeah.
But please go and check
your. Yeah, all your guests come with gifts and services, and so you know that's part of what you help happen.
Yes, and so please tell everybody how to get a hold of you, and then we're going to go into. We have such a cool subject today, Susan. It, you know, I from some of my readings and some of yours, you know, spirit still wants me to talk about soul past lives. And we're gonna do everyone for you, past lives and karmic responsibility. I mean, that's a mouthful. So please
that's
tell
a
everybody.
That's a big one, yeah. Well,
yeah,
so. Everyone can reach me either for private reading or I also am a hypnotherapist and I sell self-hypnosis tapes on – I mean, actually, downloads from my website. You can Google me, Susan Z. Rich, White Wings Foundation. That's the easiest way. And my website is szrwhitewings.com or email me at szrich@aol.com. And I also, my book, Soul Window, Secrets from the Divine, is available at amazon.com. And when you go to my website, you also see that I sell I offer a lot of naturopathic products on there to make your health better, make life better in general, because of my own past health history. So I'm a kind of a grab bag
of holistic,
metaphysical, psychic, you know, the whole thing.
I had to throw that in. You have great stuff and great products, and I'm just in awe of all the things that you do. But today we are going to talk about past lives, blah, past lives and karmic
hashtag.
Yes, hashtag, oh, I can't talk now. It's, you know, I just love this because, you know, Susan, and then I'll let you fill in the blanks here, maybe. You know, when people look at past lives, and we always look at why we should look at them, and I know we're kind of beating this subject, but Spirit is saying all, you know, at least until this end of this week, we have some, you know, just because you're with somebody or starting a relationship, in a relationship, around a relationship, doesn't mean that it's always roses and sunshine. And a lot of it comes, the good and the, you know, challenging, with karmic responsibility from past lives. Do you feel that way, Susan?
Well, it's being accountable with the fact that we did write our journey, we wrote the script, we can change it, and there are, as I've mentioned before, that our life script is kind of like a college course. There are major credits, and then there are electives. And past lives, when past lives come into play, it's the emotional imprint of from previous life that you carry with you that needs to be resolved. And the only emotional imprint from past life that really have major effects are those that are not loving. that it's either judgment of self, or it's unforgiveness, or feeling less than, or out of balance priorities. Sometimes you come in as a catalyst to others around you, and that's what I think a lot of people don't understand about karma, especially when they see young children or infants experiencing. Bonnie, what are you doing? You're like playing drums on your microphone.
Well, the problem is I thought BTR was here. You know, we have been having problems on Fridays with getting chat up, and somebody mentioned BTR. I thought it was them, but I don't think it's BTR. I think it was somebody writing about
it. Okay. It sounds like you got a little jazz going on there. But anyway, I just wanted to let you know that you can hear that. But the one thing that we have to take into account, that there is a much bigger picture going on in terms of soul evolution and enlightenment or awakening and experience than we can even grasp. And so when we look at a situation where we see a young child suffering, or we see all the things that are going on in the world, or young death, or someone that is taken out suddenly, or a situation that we make judgment on it, and we go, oh, this is just horrible. We have to understand that everyone agrees. There's nothing done to anyone. And even if we don't understand the whys and the wherefores of what is going on with that person, we have to believe that that soul agreed to it. And sometimes it's not always about the soul's enlightenment or the soul's experience. What they have come in is they have come in as support for another soul's experience. So they come in and say, oh, yeah, sure, I'll do this for you. I'm in and out. You know, I'll help you experience forgiveness. I'll help you experience loss and to go within to that place of fulfillment, of wholeness, and we'll make this happen for you in this, virtual reality game that we're playing.
Well, that's what, you know, I love the idea, you know, I so ascribe to that, but I do love when I see it, and I see it so clearly, karmic responsibility. What do you have to do with this? And a good one is, I had a client, and we were talking about a relationship, and I said, no, I don't think, I don't think it's going to end yet. I see you and him here. But I don't think that this is meant, even though you're Gaga in love, Lady Gaga, in love, you, this might not be, oh, God, she was in this. Okay, I'll hold this off. But
don't sidetrack. Don't go off into Hollywood now here.
Yes, I want to. But anyway, I feel is there is some responsibility that you two came in to learn something. You know, and this is what you have to realize about people who don't stay in your life always, that you want them to stay in, which is exactly a different word that you use, Susan. But it's a matter of that they're here to teach you a lesson, to show you what you really need to be growing and learning while you're here. It doesn't mean you're going to be happily ever after and, oh, my goodness, I met my soulmate and we are. And then there's problems in the beginning, but we're going to make it work. So a lot of times relationships are karmic responsibilities from a past life. He might have owed you something. You might have owed him something. I see it so clearly in a lot of the people that, you know, come on the show or that even, you know, would talk to us as clients. And it's really cool because if you do know that, a lot of times you can reevaluate what your relationship is here and what you're really looking for here. And I just think that's wonderful. I think that if we can look at past lives and say, hey, I'm crazy about him. I know we were together in a past life, but I'm here to learn maybe how to just be his friend or how to love somebody and let them go, or he loves me but I'm not there. So I think that it's so interesting, because if you know that, it almost says to you, well, I'm not responsible for the soul of that I, you know, that I'm not totally responsible for this relationship, that it's a two-way street, that I now can say that I'm not a failure, which a lot of people do feel when they get into a relationship that doesn't work, that it's really a lesson I'm learning, and I just love that.
Well, you know, the hardest thing that when you've got a when you're dealing with a client or in counseling, or whether it's hypnotherapy or a reading, is that when you have someone that's got a fixation on another person, and they belong to someone else, or they're not available, or they had a relationship and it didn't work out, is to, you know, is to get them to understand that sometimes when they say, oh, I just know that they're my soulmate, that we're meant to be together, I can't get him out of my mind, I mean, he's all I want or she's all I want, to get them to understand that, well, that may well be true, but it may be what you're feeling is a past life imprint of being together, and this time you have made the decision to learn how to be stronger on your own and explore other things. And this soulmate thing, you know, like people believing that there's one soulmate for them, and that's it. Really,
are you
have
choking
a hard time
on your words?
Yes. Well, you know, yeah, it's kind of like, ugh, because I, you know, you get the energy that comes back when you say that. No, there isn't just one soulmate. Actually, love is kind of like a conveyor belt to the soul.
Yeah.
When they want to experience love, it's like what happens is that at the right time, the right person, the right place, they click into place. And that's why I always give everyone the little mantra when they're fixating on someone, as to ask in prayer, say, if this person is the right person for me in this lifetime, then please make it very apparent and make it happen. If they are not, then please release me from this contract and make a space for that next love to come into my life immediately.
I love that. I'm telling you, I love the conveyor belt thing. I am so...
Because that's what there's several... Yeah, you have several volunteers that say, hey, you know, if he doesn't work out and you're not ready, hey, I'm right behind him. You know?
That's right. And I think we've talked about that conveyor belt thing. So I do love that. I love it for everybody, because unfortunately, people always think, and that's why I know you were choking on your words, and we're going to get to the phone lines in just a second, but that there's only one soulmate. And when that soulmate either passes away, passes them by, or doesn't return their affections, they are devastated. But I have to tell you, and my big saying is this: why would you love somebody who doesn't love you back? That doesn't make sense. Doesn't make love. It makes obsession. So I love all of this. And, you know, the thing is that gives everyone here hope that if you haven't met the right soulmate yet, or the right soul friend, or the right soul pet, that always there's a chance. So I don't believe we're put on this earth to just be by ourselves, unless you want to. I mean, but very few people do choose to be by themselves. They want that connection, that soul connection, even friends. You know, there are people who are really not meant to want to think about being loved like a soulmate, but they want to be loved by having people around them, a friend, a pet. And I think their heart connection, they do need a heart connection, whatever that looks like. And
it comes, you know, people just think that soulmates come in just like a male-female romance type of thing. I was sharing with you last night about that I had a female friend that I met in my 30s, or I think it was my early 30s. And we were friends. She's in another part of the world right now, but we were friends for maybe 27 years, something like that, and lived together in different states than most people after we were together for so long, and even through a marriage and divorce, and then we end up living together. I mean, I loved her as much as I loved any of my husbands or anybody that I thought I was head over heels. I had that deep connection, and there was no doubt in my mind that in a past life that we were husband and wife, because we had that kind of real close interconnecting bond. But never once, I mean, even my daughter said, "Mom, I need to ask you, you know, like, are you and like Diane like a couple?" And I went, "No." I said, "Oh my God, no." I said, "You know, I see, we just love each other,
love each
really
other,
and adore."
Yeah,
yeah. It just, I mean, like you and I. I mean, you got a husband. You know, I'm, you know, I love
your love game.
But there's a deep
excellent
love
connection.
that has that same kind of quality as a male-female relationship, and you can be guaranteed that you're picking up imprints that you have been husband and wife in past lives, and there's that.
You've been my mother. You're not my husband. You've been my mother, and I had you try to tell me what
recent,
to do back then too. Okay.
Yeah, the most recent one was I was your mother, and definitely your mother when you were in Cleopatra, telling you make a deal.
Because you didn't want to die with me. But anyway, I do have to tell you, I love those soulmate connections in any form, even with pets. We're going to go to the phone lines. But this is why it's important that I think Spirit wants you all to know about past lives, because it kind of makes this life meaningful.
So I'm going to get to 707. You are on with Bonnie and Susan, Queen Z. Hi.
Hi, it's Kathleen. Hello, ladies.
Hi, Kathleen. Hello. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you.
So what do you
do
think about... Well, wait a minute. We got to ask her.
Oh, no. Absolutely. We want to ask you about your past life experience that you think has affected your life this time.
Thank you, Susan.
You
want to
ask?
You're welcome.
Well,
go ahead.
I think I was a nun one time, which I think affected me in this lifetime. I don't know.
Oh, well, I love that, Kathleen. Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Why did you feel that way, Kathleen?
Because, gosh, almost 20 years ago, I had different readings, and three different readings picked up on that.
Mm-hmm.
And
How does it affect you in this life? That's what we want to know. How do you feel it's affected you coming into this life? Has it explained certain things to you about religion and what
to
do?
It did. I was told that I was kind of closed off and my heart shut down, so I wasn't a very nice person. So this time around, the different people that come into my life, I try to be more understanding.
Oh, I love that.
Do you have a strong desire to wear black and white?
I do. That's so funny. I never even connected that before. You should see my closet. Half of it is black and white.
Wait a minute, girl. So's mine, and I definitely was never any nun. But okay, go ahead. I think that is so funny. I was the sun and the moon. I was the moon in Capricorn, which is Saturn in the moon. Who knows? Because one's black and one's white. But I love that. So that's so cool, Kathleen, that Susan connected that with you. That's so cool.
Thank you. So do you see anything?
What can we do for you today, since you've already done for us by letting everybody know that the subject we're talking about affects everybody?
And you've let us in your closet.
Yeah.
Yes, I can. that's so cute. What's been happening is I've been connecting, and I feel like I'm getting messages from a boyfriend that passed away, but we never really married or anything. It just didn't happen. and I'm just wondering if you can see anything on that.
You're on, buddy.
I know, I'm on. Thank goodness, now I can talk. How long ago has he passed away? I'm going to see if I can find him. And what is his name, please?
The name is Ted, and it was 2 months ago.
What's his name, Tad or Cad?
Ted, T-E-D.
Ted. Okay, I'm sorry. Wait a minute. Was he, I'm getting somebody here, and it's really, did he have, like, a mustache or something, like, around his lip?
Yes.
Okay. And I want to say that he was a little chunky.
No, I don't think so.
Okay, was he before? Because he's showing me that he's not real, real bone thin. So that means to me that he was, I mean, I'm going to say he probably looks like, and I don't know what you think chunky is, but he's maybe 185?
That could be correct.
Okay. And what he's saying is he was never getting married. Is this him?
No, I don't think so, because now I'm feeling like we're going somewhere else. No, this person was married. I mean, and this person I was involved with like 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, maybe he's talking about you two, that you were never getting married. So it could
be. Maybe that was it.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. He's saying that he really, back then, you were friends. He felt friendship for you. And he's saying it couldn't have happened. There just wasn't going to be that connection this lifetime. He is coming to you. And the reason is because he's looking for a connection in this life. And he knows that you're open. So he's showing me that he's moving some things around. Do you find things moved around on a table or some type of desk?
I'm not sure. I'm so used to everything being out of place.
Because he's saying he's moving things around. He's showing me he's moving things around. Is there anything you want to ask him? Because he's not coming forward with saying anything to you. He's just saying he's there and that he's trying to make a connection. And he understands that you have abilities to make that connection. And he likes that because he likes feeling that somebody hears him over from here.
Okay. So it's just mainly to make a connection?
Yes.
Am I supposed to be listening?
Yes. He is. And he says something about, he's showing me, it's really crazy, but he's showing me billboards. Do you see billboards and think of him?
No.
Okay, so then what he wants you to do is look for billboards because he said that's a sign. There'll be a sign in the billboard about something he either says or you'll say, oh, that's Ted, that kind of thing. So he says you're not looking. And the only other thing I can think of about this is that he's saying that, you know, a billboard is huge. He's giving you huge signs and you're missing them. And that could be what he's also saying too.
Okay,
so,
well.
Go ahead.
Okay. I was just going to say, I mean, music came on, like, from the 1977 today.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's why he's saying he's giving you huge signs and you're not listening. You're not putting them together. But go ahead.
Okay.
What's the song? Was the song, why is he playing Three Dog Night for me? Do you know Three Dog Night?
No.
Okay, look up their song.
Okay,
look up
their
song, Three Dog Night, and now he's showing me a peace sign. So I think he really probably, how old was he back in the 70s, 60s?
28, 29.
Yeah, because he's saying peace, love, and rock and roll, words to live by, but it doesn't get you anywhere. That's what he's saying. So,
okay.
He seems like a nice guy. I don't think there's much that he's wanting to bring through to you except that he is glad that you're connecting with him, that he will give you signs, and that he feels a really strong friend connection That's what I'm going to tell you.
Right, right. Which would be appropriate for now. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So that's all he's bringing through, and I'm going to ask him to step back. He rubs his. It's weird because when I say he's got hair on his lip, that's really important that he was saying that you needed to know that. And why, I don't know. So he's just kind of rubbing his lip like that. So maybe he liked his. I don't know. He liked his mustache or something that he had up there, and I feel like it was salt and pepper. They're showing me. Maybe he's showing you that it was salt and pepper before he left. So it's crazy because he's not really giving me much more. And if you don't have any questions, I'm going to ask him to step back.
Okay. No, I don't have any questions.
Okay. So is there anything else, Kathleen, that we can do for you today?
No, unless Susan sees a past life besides the nun that would be helpful for me to learn right now.
Actually, I have a question for you.
Sure.
The past life is what I'm picking up is that actually I see you scrubbing floors, which I'm not. Scrubbing floors. And
wonderful was in my castle.
I was cleaning
for
Bonnie.
Don't you start that looking for your servants again. Don't you start that. It's not your servants. It's your
court.
Your royal court. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
What I'm picking up here with the whole nun thing, and then I see you on your knees scrubbing somebody's floor in a very kind of like a 1700 outfit.
Mm-hmm.
A real indentured servant is what I'm hearing. Not a feeling like that you're never going to have anything yourself, that you always owe everything to someone else and meagerly getting by. And one of the things that I feel so strongly about that your life journey is in this particular time is to be in gratitude for the now moment of what it is that you have, and also judgment of self and judgment of others. And I think that with the nun habit coming up, I think you were a nun many, many lives because it sequestered you from having to be with those people, okay?
Uh-huh.
And you had a kind of a religious superiority about you that you knew the answers and they didn't. And I think what you've done in this lifetime is that you've put yourself in a situation to be bombarded with all kinds of different living situations, styles of people, lifestyle, for you to step back and go, hey, you know, live and let live. And I think that's a real strong imprint that you're working on this lifetime. Does that feel correct?
Boy, that really resonates. Yes, it really does. And I have been around all kinds of people. I mean, this lifetime has a bouquet of different people at different levels.
Yeah,
you love that?
Comfortable with them.
Yeah, and that's your journey is to just kind of live and let live, and that's what a lot of your past incarnations wouldn't allow you to do because even though it's like I see, even though you may see you in a nun habit in several different forms, there was a part of you that took compassion and questioned the teachings that you were being given as that, well, like why would they go to hell just because they're of a different color? Or why would they go to hell because they don't go to church on Sunday? I don't understand that. And I think the past couple lives that you still stayed in that religious cut-off organization, I think you had a rough time. And that's when you finally said, oh, I'm done with this. Let me put on a pair of Levi's here.
You know, wow, that's so accurate. Yeah.
Kathleen, I've got to just tell you something real quick. I pulled up Three Dog Night because
you
kept at me.
You're warbling, honey. Is that
you're
just
wobbling,
me?
Yeah.
I am. I'm wobbling.
Now you're okay. You're warbling. Go ahead.
Okay, I didn't realize I was warbling. But anyway, I pulled up Three Dog Night, and he led me to the song, two of them actually, Joy to the World. So did you ever remember that song, Joy to the World?
Oh, I do. I really connect.
Okay, so that's the song he wanted to bring through. Yeah, he wanted to bring through to you, which means to me he was a joyous person, had a good sense of humor.
Yeah.
And the other one he's bringing me to is an old-fashioned love song. So either back when you were kids, or did you know him back then?
No, actually, I met him when I was actually married, and the timing was all off.
Okay, because that's what, then look up the old-fashioned love song. He's singing that to you. So I do feel like there was some type of a connection there. And but never could be in this lifetime. But he's got a really good look at the. He wants you. These are the two songs he brought to me: was "Joy to the World" and an old-fashioned love song. And I think that's in light. Do you know what I'm saying? The old-fashioned love song isn't.
Is that "Joy to the World" by Three Dog Night?
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Three Dog Night.
Oh yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's what he wants you to know. And the old-fashioned love song is pretty light and ditty-like, so it's nothing heavy. And I feel like those are what he wanted you to know. He has a great sense of humor, and I want to thank you for allowing me to connect with him. Because but he does want you to look at the words to both those songs, Joy to the World. And they supposedly mean something to you, and that's what he's bringing.
Okay,
well, they totally support her life journey too. What she's here to do.
Yeah.
Isn't
that crazy?
I have to tell you, Susan. When you saw me scrubbing floors in this lifetime, when I'm overburdened with stuff I don't understand, that's what I do. I scrub floors, and I just tell myself I'm scrubbing everything away I don't need.
Oh my God! Well, there's a little leftover from past life.
because it's
just like it's when I saw you scrubbing floors. It was like it was almost meditation to you and just forgetting everything around you and loving everything, the clean smell and that kind of thing.
Yes, bringing in something new. Thank you, ladies. What a great
job today.
Thank you, Kathleen.
Call us back and let us know how you're doing and what you're actually scrubbing away in this lifetime. Okay?
Okay, will do. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, my goodness. I love it. It's so funny because people think, Susan, that sometimes when you bring through spirit, there's a big, profound message. This was a good example. He was just toying around. So it's really interesting. People always want that real...
He's applauding her.
So 203, you are on with the queen and the master. Okay, well, mistress or something.
No, Tinkerbell. let's not go too far. We're talking about Tinkerbell here, who thinks her wings are bigger than her butt. So
that's it. Although right now my butt is bigger than my wings. Hi, 203, you're on with all of us, butt included.
Well, I'll fit right in there.
Hi,
this is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. How are you today?
Hi, good.
Okay, so tell us, Michelle, before you ask us, tell us how you feel, if you know, how your past lives might have influenced you in this life.
I think maybe when I was younger, I had certain certain things that I was attracted to inexplicably, and now I don't see any particular correlation to anything, but in the past I thought I recognized some things in myself that had emerged out of nowhere, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Familiarity with France. Well, you know, like just
well, that's a good
attracted
one.
Yeah,
that's
I was
a
attracted
good one.
To Voltaire and I had like visions of being some girl waiting for a soldier, living in my parents' house, waiting for some boyfriend soldier. He had a very clear face in this dream, and later on, I met somebody like that. You know what I mean?
Wow. Well,
yeah.
Honey, that's like great. I mean, that's a really, really good story.
Yeah.
Cammy
wants to know, did you say Voltaire?
Voltaire,
okay.
You know, I've got to tell you that this is really interesting. This is so resonates with a past life. Actually, deja vu also, which is past lives that you see. And did you ever, when you met this person that looked like the person in your dream, was there any interaction or a friend, you know, did you ever talk to the person?
Yeah, there was. Yeah, there was. We literally ran into each other like at a disco when we were both on a business trip. And he was over there talking to, like, four girls. He was very good looking. And I brushed past him, and we kind of bumped into each other. And he turned around, and he locked eyes with me. And it was, like, all over for him. It was, like, love at first sight. And then for me, I was, you know, I'm, like, such a loner. You know, I'm just like, so out of it. It's like,
what's
you know,
your
so I danced with him. And then he said, then we were supposed to get together. He lived in a different state. And I was, we were supposed to get together, and I knew that if I didn't meet up with him when he was coming up to Boston, like a couple months later, I knew that was going to be it. I would marry him, and he would propose. I knew it. And I was also had broken up with my boyfriend. You know how you try it one more time type thing?
Yeah.
I tried it one more time, and I told him, you know, and that's it. You know, I'm going with this guy. I'm going to marry him. I'm not, you know, I don't want to see you. I'm not coming up at the last second. And that was it. So that was it.
And are you still married?
No, I didn't marry him. Nope.
He didn't marry. She
you
didn't marry
him.
You
never married him. Oh.
No. So let me ask where that has taken you now, because this is so interesting, because we talk about a conveyor belt, soul people that come into your life. If this one doesn't make it, this one will. If this one doesn't, this timing is off for this one. Have you met anybody since then?
Okay, so then I met somebody about a year after, about a year after, and we were engaged for 7 years, and I really felt like he was somebody who I might have rejected in a past life, and that we were in the Civil War together or something. I really felt like we had this, we definitely had a very, very strong connection, and he was the love of my life, but you know, things happen, and, you know, you get sick, and, you know, stuff happens in life when you're young, and we didn't marry right away. It felt like a marriage. I mean, it was like a marriage. We were together 7 years, but then drifted apart, and it's just the way that went.
Wow. You know, Susan will tell you. So, okay, so then that was the end of that, and now what's happened to you since?
Nobody has measured up, and so I'm still single.
Oh, my goodness gracious, do I love you. I could just sit here for an hour or two and tell you exactly what happened. But okay, so, you know, do you still feel like you are really
metaphysical, and I can feel that you're all-knowing, especially when it comes to yourself. Thing is that you might from a last lifetime bring in the princess queen energy like me, and nobody will measure up because you are
with a lot of suitors. Lots of suitors.
Lots.
And they're all kind of showing up.
Yes. So I've got to tell you, I love the story you're telling, because one is for every aspect.
You're warbling again, dear.
Does anybody else think I'm warbling besides Susan?
No, yeah, they're saying you're warbling, honey.
Yeah,
I am.
There was a little warbling. There was for a second, yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna. Okay, is this better?
It's good now. It's good now,
okay.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to say is, so the one that you let go that you knew you would marry, you never got in touch with again, correct? After?
Right, that's right.
Okay. And then the next one, you meet a year later, and you go with him for 7 years. Is this the one?
Yeah.
Okay. So what in the 7 years told you that it was going to either end or last? Because 7 years is a long time to go with someone.
Oh yeah. No, sometimes things happen. His parents didn't particularly like me, and we moved. Oh, we tried to get married in the Catholic Church. They found out we were living together. They didn't want to marry us. We both came from a long line of Catholics. I turned off from the Catholic religion, saying, you know, look, I'm just done with them, and said, well, we can marry in a...
How long ago
healing.
Was this?
It was a very long time ago.
I was going to say, yeah. It must have been a long time ago, because the Catholic... I was raised Catholic, and the Catholic religion has gotten
a lot. Oh, now you can live with
now.
Anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, okay, so you've been looking. So what I'm assuming is you're going to ask us if there's anybody coming along. Is that what you're going to ask us?
No.
That really shows you how great I am, because my big thing would be love.
My what?
How old are you, and when is your birthday, is what we're going to ask you next.
Yeah.
Well, I'm 59, and...
You sound like you're 16!
I know. Well, she's got that energy. She probably hasn't really, you know... So what were you going? What's your birthday? Because are you an air sign?
No, I'm November 29th. I'm a Sag.
Ah, so you're a Sor. I was just going, you know, I wanted to say air because you sound so airy and light, but I knew with all the strife it was going to be a sword. I just knew it. So, okay, so you're a Sag.
Yeah, I've got a Libra moon sign.
That's okay. Susan can relate to you then. So you're fire, you're air, and what's your rising? Just out of curiosity, do you know what it is?
Yeah, it's Virgo, and my Mars is in Pisces.
Okay, so
and my Venus is in Scorpio.
Oh,
you're a lady.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's Mars. Yeah, that's Mars and Arthur's Venus in Scorpio. So I understand now. So what is the question you'd like to ask us? Because it isn't love. What did you want to ask us?
Okay, so I have never seen anything like this in, you know, me trying to find a job. I am, but then again, the defense industry has been really, slow, and I've worked a lot in the defense industry in my career. But in any case, I really need a job. I think this is the week. But I say that every week. But
I love
where's my next job? When's it coming? I'm looking all over the country. What the heck
what
is happening?
What do you do?
I'm an engineer.
An engineer, okay. How long have you been out of work?
Luckily, I'm technically still employed, but
employed,
they want me
out
like yesterday.
Yeah.
My boss hates me for whatever reason. She just hates me. But so they're not going to continue to pay me for much longer. I really need a job, and I'm looking very hard. And
well, you're certainly entitled. There's no need to it. You are entitled because you certainly wouldn't want to leave yourself without income. That wouldn't be something you would want to do to yourself. So I'm hearing blink, it's there. How about
you,
Bonnie?
That. I felt the same way, Susan. If she's saying, the only thing is she's saying every week she thinks it's there. Well, guess what? The blink is right now. So the
I got chills all over. I mean, it was almost like that you had to wait till you were getting to the point where, I mean, as long as you're still being paid, it was kind of like the energy was just kind of moseying along. And now that you know that that's ending, it's like, okay, and blink, it's there, the job. You're right. I feel like it's within a week or two.
Yeah, me too. But I got to tell you something. I'm still hit, Susan, by love, love, love. So even though I think blink, it's there, it's a no-brainer, and I know she's really worried about it, but there isn't anything for you to worry about. I think the next course of your life, and I think this is why I'm getting this, and probably I'm going to ask Susan what she's feeling, but possibly the next adventure you have in your life as you are right now on this earth plane, the next thing is love. And I feel like the next job is going to lead you to where you're going to meet him. But I have to tell you.
That's just what I was thinking, too. Because I kept on wanting to go love. You gave me your age, 59, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I kept on hearing 61 or 62 in spirit years. So you are in your 60th living year. But I heard she has to do something first. And then the love door is going to open up. And that's exactly what I was saying. I kept on wanting to go back to love. And it's like you were concerned about your career. So, you're so good, Bonnie.
Oh, thank you. So are you, sister. I just think you're wonderful. So this is a love fest. Anyway, everything great is coming for you. Just let it happen and move forward. Because, and I feel that's why I feel the lightness. You're ready. It's like you're going to take off on a cloud, and it's going to be sunny for a very long time for you.
Yeah.
So
you're a late bloomer, honey, and you have that Scorpio in Venus, which means you have Aphrodite energy, and you know, God help any man that gets around you. When it's time and it's due, it's going to be like, you know, he's going to ask you to marry him on the second date.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I got to ask you a question, Susan. So if Arthur has his Venus in Scorpio, how come? What's kind of Aphrodite energy that he has? Because he can't have Aphrodite energy. Arthur has Venus in Scorpio.
Who does?
Arthur.
Who's
Arthur?
Yeah,
Arthur's
her hot little son. And what is it that he's always getting in trouble with? Women.
Oh, okay, I get it. All right,
I know a lot about Venus and Scorpio.
Let's hear your opinion.
Okay, Venus and Scorpio men will find that one woman. They will stick with one woman their whole lives. They will be dedicated.
Oh, don't say that to me. I am going to be, I'm going to have a nervous breakdown because he thinks he has found that woman.
Yes, that's what they do. They find
her.
Yeah,
but until they find
forever.
Yeah, until they find that woman, it's like it's a sex fest.
Oh yeah,
That's because they know. They know exactly who this woman is going to be when they meet them. Venus and Scorpio is much different than a sun in Scorpio. Venus and Scorpio gives up everything for people.
Yeah.
They give up everything. They're the kindest people out there.
Bonnie. Didn't I tell you? Thank you. Thank you so much for confirming that.
You are so sweet. You know what? Do you do a lot of astrology?
Yeah.
I yeah. love that. Okay. Well, then you should do you do it for a living or on the side?
No, I do it. I've done it since I was a young girl, and I have to say I want to bring something up. Like, I've always gotten interviews and jobs when the moon is in my career house, which happens to be today and tomorrow, when the moon Woo-hoo! Is in Virgo for me. And so the moon's in Virgo today and tomorrow. That's
and
why I'm thinking.
A blink.
Right.
A blink.
That's why
yeah.
Yep.
Well,
and I've got some phone interviews where they could hire me on the spot, and these are the days. That's what I'm hoping, you know.
Money in a blink. Just blink. But I have to tell you, in fact, there's a book called Blink. But I have to tell you, I love astrology. Susan and I always say we just love it. I'm fascinated with it. But I can't remember the houses from the squares and aspects. I do have Dr. Ron Cole, who's on Wednesdays, but I just love it. So if you want to get back on, call up and start explaining, you know, we'll put you on to just talk about astrology.
Oh, yeah, I know a lot about like Mars and various signs. Venus.
Yeah, it seems like you do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to, the only problem I'm going to have is you're going to be working when my show is on. And so you're going to give me up for a job. I just know it.
Well, I maybe in 2 weeks, but these jobs are out of state. So it would take me 2 weeks to get out there, but I'm ready to go. I mean, I'll go like as soon as they tell
well, listen,
me I have it.
Listen, next week, call the show. And we'll put you on. You can talk about astrology. I might not be able to put you on for long, but I'll ask you some questions, and then you can further enlighten our guests, because I'm so, you know, you can tell them what houses are and all that kind of stuff. It would be fabulous.
Yeah, I mean, there are certain things I specifically know, and some signs leave me a little clueless on how to interpret them sometimes, but, you know.
Is that Capricorn?
Would
that be Capricorn?
Capricorn, yeah, is a conundrum. They're control freaks, and
They're workaholics. They work for. They show love through their work, which means usually they meet somebody at work. Yeah, I love this. Ooh, girlfriend, you just call the show, and you can chat.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you want to lose weight, go out with a Capricorn. The pounds will drop off immediately. Because
Susan.
They eat nothing, and they'll inspire you to eat nothing. Besides that, they'll be helping you pick up their laundry, feeding their dog, doing this, doing that, all for them.
That's so funny.
Well, the thing, too, is that, you know, the astrology traits are always in terms of where your moon is and all of that, and your the planet is in generalities. You know, it's really because I have a friend that is like an awesome astrologist. I mean, she's brilliant, and most of those generalities fit. But what she said is that it is really is the time of your birth, that when how
the
planets are lined up, because you could be like, I'm a Libra. I have a lot of Libra qualities, but no one ever guesses me as being a Libra. Most people think that I'm a Gemini, which is my rising sign. Because
well, that's
like
your personality.
I'm like different people, but I have a lot of Libra qualities. I also have Virgo in my Venus, so I'm not an easy one to court.
No. Well, I have to move on, but I hope, will you call us and let us know when that blink happens?
Yeah. Okay.
Good luck.
Okay.
Thank you for explaining Arthur to me.
Oh,
thank you.
Listen, Bonnie, before you go on to your next caller, I wanted to say something about a comment that you made about when you said deja vu being connected to past lives. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, that is not what déjà vu is. Déjà vu is not a past life photoplay. Déjà vu is when we are slipping between dimensions,
yeah,
and we are living. Yeah. Okay.
So I know what I meant. Okay. I didn't mean it like that, but yes, I do know. But you know, there was no other. I don't want to get into the dimensions. I was talking about past lives. So
yeah,
I kind
exactly.
of just,
well,
that
you,
is. Yeah.
You made you connected it with the past. We were talking past lives, and you goes, "Oh, it's just like Jezebel." And I didn't want our listeners to misunderstand that. Oh, deja vu is like you're experiencing a past life again. You're slipping through dimensional lives is what you're doing.
Absolutely. I just didn't want to start explaining it. And I did have a show all about deja vus, because there's all different types of deja vus and people don't even know that. But okay, I'm going to go to the next. And now if you're done, I can go to the next caller.
Actually, I am. Thank you.
251. I don't know if I think that's who I talked to, but 251, if it is you, just say, "Hi, it's me." 251, you're on with Susan the Queen and me, Tinkerbell. Hello.
Hi, it's me.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, it's me. I so didn't recognize that real light and airy voice, so I know it is a different caller. So you're lucky I didn't skip through, because I was going to, but I'm so glad Spirit told me to pick you up. So who are we speaking with?
My name is Claudia.
Hi, Claudia.
Hi, Claudia.
Hi.
Well, so how do you feel about
give us a past life experience, a feeling that you're carrying in your life this time, and like how it's affected it.
Do you know what? I got to tell you, am I chopped liver here? Because I was just starting to say that, and then all of a sudden I heard.
I'm telling you, you got to be quick.
Okay. Go ahead and give us an experience, if you would, please.
Okay. Well, I had several, but I will give one. You know, last night I was watching a movie about Queen Elizabeth, okay, the current queen.
Mm-hmm.
I felt I was there.
Wow.
I was part of that family somehow. I know them.
That is
like
wild.
You were watching Family, huh?
Well, but a long time ago, you know,
a long
that
time
I was
ago, like from the royal
lineage, a long, long time ago, and I've been
did
told
get,
that. So, what?
Did you get a feel of like what era that you were in, like in the original Queen Elizabeth or Henry VIII, or you know?
Are you acting? Echoing? Go ahead. I'm going to see if it's you or Susan. So keep talking. I'm going to see if.
Don't think it was the original queen. I think it was before then.
Queen
and
Victoria?
Had,
Candy just wrote it up. She said she picked up Queen Victoria.
For me?
Yes. Yes, that she feels that that's the era that you were that you were in from Queen Victoria.
Well, you know, the funny thing about her is, because I saw a movie about her, I like to watch movies about English royalty, and the funny thing about Queen Victoria is that she wasn't really a prude. She had a whole bunch of kids, right?
Yeah.
She was not a prude.
Well, honey, I don't think you had to be, did you? I mean, I don't think that was one of the prerequisites.
No, but I always thought that she, you know, there were stories about her being kind of prudish. I don't think she wasn't really.
Oh, I think she probably was a Scorpio and liked sex like the rest of them.
I think she did.
So, I don't know. It might have been you. Are you a Scorpio?
No, actually, I'm a Virgo, and I have Mars in Scorpio.
Oh, well, it's a shame we had our last caller. She could have told you what Mars in Scorpio would be. I know that I know certain things because just having my astrology guy on, and I would tell you about signs, sun signs, rising and moon. But it's tough for me to do all, and I know Venus in certain places. But I think that is fascinating that I know that I'm from the Merovingian bloodline. I know that. And so it's so amazing to me when I feel like other people know they're from a certain bloodline. And I love that. Only the bloodline that you're from, they have very low set ears. You do know that, don't you?
And you know my mother had those. My mother. Low self.
That's wild.
But I don't. She had them. I don't. Yeah.
Well, you know, you've got her DNA in there. So what can we help you with today?
Oh, I don't know.
I love it. Yeah, well, you know what? Chatting is a good thing.
What do you think?
You know what?
Yeah.
I'm going to let Susan answer you then because I haven't let her speak yet. So, and then she'll get mad if I don't because I'll mute her.
You have let me speak. You just haven't been listening. What can we help you with?
She already just told you she has nothing. But what I thought you might do is tell her, are you picking anything up about her past life?
Okay. Well, you're definitely right about the royalty. I don't think that you were in line in terms of the throne.
Right.
Is what I'm picking is that, but I do feel that you were like a cousin or that you were like part of that. And I'm thinking maybe two, three generations ago is probably when it was the strongest. It feels like when I pick up your past life imprints that like some souls they run a lineage, a karmic imprint. Well, they do the same type of life maybe 10, 20, 100 times on before, you know, because, I mean, 100 lifetimes to the cell means, I mean, to the soul. Soul means nothing. And I'm trying to read chat. They're saying
can you please tell?
Because they say that you're on a cell, and that's why you're getting an echo.
Who's on an echo? Who's on a cell, honey?
Are you on a cell, Claudia?
I'm not on. Are you on
a cell? No, I'm not on a cell. Nope.
Okay.
That's
all right.
I'm not either.
Okay. Yeah. So we don't know where it's got to be. Blog Talk. Okay.
Yeah.
So that I just read it and I went cell. Okay. So here's what I'm trying to say is that some souls, not cell phones, go through. Lifetime after lifetime after, they'll have 100, 1,000 lifetimes experiencing the same kind of life, trying to get the feel of it, or just because they like it. You know, I like being royalty. What the hell? Yeah. But other souls, what I'm picking up with you,
I'm going to hang up and see if I can reset this mic because it isn't allowing me to even pick up people. So you keep talking like you are, and I'm just going to see if I can correct this, okay?
Okay, yeah, because you're warbling a lot. Okay, so what I'm hearing here is that you're bouncing around all over the place. It's like you did royalty, then you did commoner, then you did, I think you like even a slave situation is that I get a sense about your soul path is that that you're a very wizened soul, and to you this is like you're a big kid in the candy store, and it's like you're going, oh gee, like they're showing me, you know, those in the fairs with the when you win prizes and you spin the wheel and it goes click 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 and then it ends up on a number. It's like that's literally almost how you pick your experience.
Susan, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I can hear you, hon. Yes.
Okay. Something's wrong with Blog Talk. They're not allowing me.
We're getting feedback a lot.
Yeah, and I can't, if I get off, what I'll have to do is reset the show, which would mean that I would have to lose the show. And I can't get anybody, I can't take people off or put people on. So I'm trying really hard. So yes. Everyone, let me see if I can get help in Blog Talk. Okay.
Anyway, Claudia, did you understand what I was trying to say? It's like you have a voracious curiosity about literally almost every civilization out there. I pick up Egyptian was a particularly curious one for you. Anything that had to do with there's this, I see you in a kilt. Also, all of these lives of power, then immediately I see you in the potato famine, you know, of dealing with the Irish potato famine. So it's like your soul doesn't follow a path of like, okay, I'm going to wean myself off of being royalty and maybe make myself a very rich corporate executive owning several companies. And then I'm going to go to an administrator, assistant, and then, you know, type of thing. And then feel what it's like to maybe be on government assistance, you know. No, you don't do it that way. It's like this lifetime I'm going to be Queen of Ireland. Next lifetime I'm going to be a peasant dying of the potato famine, you know. And because of that, you have, when I tap into your soul life imprints, it has such a richness to it, a curiosity. And whenever I pick up on soul energy like that, it usually tells me that it's a soul that's been there, done that. And most of the lives that you are choosing now is to support your soul family. It's like, it's just like, well, I've already got my doctorate's degree here. I truly get what life is about. I'm going to drop the veil so that I'm not such a smart ass about who we are and what that this is a virtual reality game, and I'm not going to be Mahatma Gandhi this lifetime, but I am going to go and support my soul family by playing this role for you. That's what I pick up about you.
Wow, that is so correct. Wow, that is so true.
Yeah,
that is
true. Because there's an old wiseness about you that I rarely see pick up on a soul. And basically it's a been there, done that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly.
And that's why you kind of look at what happens around the world with kind of a detached, like, we're gonna make it. You know, don't worry, folks.
Right.
You know, and when you see someone that really screws up in life, you just kind of like go, pat him on the back and say, hey, look, I've been there. Don't worry. You know, it'll get better. Yeah. There's never a place of like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. You just don't go there. I mean, about life in general. And that's the energy that I pick. It's like been there, done that.
Hello.
Yes.
Are
you
back,
sweetie?
I'm back.
Yeah.
I don't know that we have a show, so I'm trying to figure this out.